This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized on developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi. Ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month, 12 Indian AI startups which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work, and these startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian Language Foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He said that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means and not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi act as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the transport ministers of all the states and union territories and the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to a cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is committed to establish lasting peace in Jammu and Kashmir and completely eliminate terrorism. The Home Minister said this while chairing a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said counter-terror operations targeting terror infrastructure and terror financing should continue in mission mode. He highlighted that due to sustained and coordinated efforts of the Narendra Modi-led government, the terror ecosystem in Jammu and Kashmir has been crippled. The Home Minister appreciated the efforts of the security agencies for strengthening the security scenario of Jammu and Kashmir. Minister of Electronic and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw led a team of the American technology company NVIDIA in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the discussion was held on development of sovereign GPUs and manufacturing of edge devices like DGA XSPARC in India. He added that this device delivers up to 1 petaflop performance with secure inferencing for models up to 200 billion parameters. The minister said that this impact GPU does not require the internet and is suitable for railways, shipping, healthcare, education and remote applications. In badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8th seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan by 21-8, 21-13 in the round of 16. Top nuns Vera Sattvic, Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty also sailed into the quarterfinals with a 21-18, 21-11 win over Malaysia's world number 17, Junaidi Arif and Roy King Yap. And that is the end of this news bulletin.